For many younger Americans, retirement is still something they'll think about some other time. Commentator Dawn Turner Trice has found that it's easier to save when she doesn't think about it too much.
I am 36 years old, and retirement seems as distant to me now as it did when I was in college. In fact, I still have those recurring nightmares about being a college senior and not having enough credits toward graduation. I have yet to dream about becoming a senior citizen and not having my financial ducks in a row. Sure, I stay on top of the news far more now than when I was younger. I pay attention to stories about privatizing Social Security benefits and the soaring costs of prescription drugs for seniors. But I try not to dwell too much on any of it because it means contemplating my end of life, my mortality, wrinkles. And aren't we all trying to run the other way, deploying all manner of age and gravity-defying techniques in an attempt to stay young and hip? Besides, thinking about retirement means taking time out to gaze 3 decades into the future. On most days, I have trouble navigating the here and now. I suppose I don't think much about my financial future because I feel like I'm on pretty firm footing. My husband and I started preparing a long time ago, right out of college. We have older relatives who didn't prepare, and now we witness their struggle. So we drive our cars until they scream uncle. We morph company trips into mini vacations to avoid added expenses. Now, we've got our company 401ks, savings incentive plans, IRAs, and a few bucks stashed under the mattress and in diversified stock. We also plan to cover our daughter's entire college expenses, providing that the high school class of 2013 isn't facing costs upward of $1 gazillion a year. Of course, it helps that my husband is a certified financial planner, and we're both cheapskates, though I'm more in the closet about it. It also helps that most of the money comes directly out of our paychecks, so it's easy not to miss it. We make our contributions, then wait and hope the bundle grows bigger and stronger by the day. For the most part, it doesn't bother us, and we don't bother it. Still, every now and then, something happens, read the Enron debacle, and I'm jolted out of my complacency. But eventually, I ease back into it. I know that pretty soon I will start having recurring nightmares about being ill-prepared for retirement. For now, though, I prefer to live in my very own never-never land, refusing to grow old and believing that I'll keep working forever, or at least until daytime television gets better.
The comments of Dawn Turner Trice, a Chicago Tribune columnist and author of the novel An Eighth of August.